published in 1970 when U.S. society was in chaos amid riots over the Vietnam War, Future Shock, sold millions of copies and was translated into dozens of languages, catapulting Toffler to international fame. The book presciently forecast how people and institutions of the late 20th century would contend with the immense strains and soaring opportunities of accelerating change. The book was the result of 5 years of work that began in 1965 with the publication of a magazine article titled The Future as a Way of Life. In it, Toffler posited that human society was in transition to a globalized post-industrial age in which the majority of human activity was devoted to services, scholarship and creativity, as opposed to agrarian and manual labor. He went on to write two sequels, The Third Wave, 1980, and Power Shift, 1990. Born in New York in 1928 and raised in Brooklyn, Toffler was the only son of Polish immigrants. He began to write poetry and stories soon after learning to read and dreamed of becoming a writer from the time he was 7 years old, he told interviewers. After graduating from New York University, he worked as a newspaper reporter and editor. He published 13 books and won numerous honors, including a Career Achievement Award in 2005 from the American Society of Journalists and Authors. But many of them were spot on. The overall themes discussed by Toffler and his wife, Heidi, who co-authored both of Toffler's follow-up books, are now part of everyday life. Toffler died in Los Angeles at age 87, but the thoughtfulness and accuracy of his work lives on. When NPR asked him in 2010 why, then, he was a futurist, Toffler replied, "Because it makes you think. It opens up the questions of what's possible. Not necessarily what will be, but what's possible." Much of what Toffler wrote about related to companies, the economy, and how we do business. Here are four of Toffler's visions for the future of business that turned out to be startlingly accurate. 1. The Internet. One of the driving themes of Toffler's work was that knowledge would become the driving force behind powerful societies more so even than labor or materials. Toffler wrote that those people, institutions, and civilizations that failed to keep up with the pace of new information would quickly face decline. He predicted the spread of free-flowing information via personal computers and the internet, and brought the term information overload into the popular lexicon, a reference to the difficulty people have understanding issues and making decisions because of the overwhelming amounts of data available. 2. The sharing economy. The Tofflers believed we'd live in a society where there was no reason to own anything. Part of this was dead wrong. Heidi predicted we'd wear clothes made of paper that were disposed of after every use. But other aspects of this concept hit the mark specifically, the idea that we'd be able to use things as needed and return them when we're done. Zipcar and any of the ride-hailing apps fall under this category, as do Rent the Runway for Wedding Garb and Airbnb for apartments. It's never been easier to call something your own for a few days or a few minutes at a time. 3. Telecommuting. Fewer and fewer jobs today require employees to be physically present in their office. Toffler predicted this in the rise of home offices, writing that homes would one day resemble electronic cottages that would allow people greater work-life balance and a richer family life. Today, opinions on telecommuting policies are decidedly mixed, but there's no denying their prevalence. 4. Businesses without formal structure. Toffler popularized the phrase adhocracy, a reference to a company that operates without a formal hierarchy. An adhocracy as defined by Toffler is flexible and often horizontally structured. It allows for creativity and adaptability, since employees aren't pigeonholed into certain roles. Many startups today are adhocracies offering roles that change based on needs and titles that wouldn't fit anywhere on a traditional corporate ladder.